The billboards announcing the Key Lime Pie Belt first appeared in Alabama, then proliferated across the Florida line. Brent got off in Tampa to transfer at 2 a.m., stiff-jointed and thirsty. He'd been riding for 2 days and nights. Though his ticket would take him all the way to Miami, the catalog of killings there recounted by the pair behind him had dimmed his desire for another big city. It was hot and muggy. He longed to go swimming. He consulted his map and decided to jump ship on Florida's Gulf Coast. He boarded the next local bus heading south and was the only passenger to get off in the small town of Beale Beach. The sky was still black. He smelled the water. Staggering down the deserted main street, he turned down a side road toward a beachfront motel and was informed by the drawling clerk that check-in began at 3 p.m. Brent sleepwalked out. He trudged up the beach, shucked his pack, and fell asleep on the sand. A mosquito in his ear was his alarm clock. He jerked awake, glanced around, and was startled to find two people strolling past him in the tide risen just short of his sneakers. It was nearly noon. His face felt sunburned. He roused himself, moved back from the water, then viewed the minuscule waves in dismay. When he'd lived in Atlanta, they'd come to Florida, to Palm Beach, on the Atlantic side, where the waves had been monstrous and the water bracing. He waded in now and wondered